I guess my best ambassador is a fellow named Tom Rush, who does my second song, Urge for Going. And he also does this one, so I'm hoping that maybe you've heard it before and then you'll know the chorus, because it's great to get a whole room of people singing on it. It's a song all about a carousel of time, and it has a line in it which goes, the painted ponies, they go up and down. And the funny thing is that this year in Canada is Expo. That's the 100th birthday of Canada. And everybody is madly being very, very patriotic and promoting their own people. So as a result, I've been getting a lot of television work. And I did one part of a series called Chansons, which is being shown in Canada and filmed with two people in each of the provinces, a French-Canadian singer and an English-Canadian singer, so that the English-Canadian singers for the first time have to watch the French-Canadian singers in order to see who they want to see, and the French-Canadians have to sit through me in order to hear Jean-Paul, who's also on the show. It's very diplomatic. But the thing was that they flew the French-Canadian performer in and out before I got there, and I noticed that while I was there they had French and English Biffies on the set. Biffy, that's a John to you. But that's our own little form of segregation up there. Really isn't all that bad, I guess. But the amazing thing is that the crew were French-Canadian and the director was a French-Canadian Dutchman by the name of Antoine van der Water, who had the most peculiar accent I've ever heard, and I can't reproduce it exactly, but anyway, came to filming this song, The Circle Game, and I thought it would be fun to go to Calgary, to the city there, and go down to the zoo where they have a merry-go-round and film it with the painted ponies going all around and lots of kids in it and everything. And he said, well, they have merry-go-rounds everywhere, you know, you don't need a Calgary, we have to have something local color, you know. And so I said, well, gee, why don't we go out to a dude ranch, because Alberta is a ranching province, and we could have them drive horses around, or I could ride a horse or something like that. And he said, well, that's a very good idea, except Jean-Paul, he got the horses. I tell you what, we will give you the cows. I didn't think it was so funny, but there I was standing out in the middle of a field while the dude ranch operator insisted that his cattle were all show cattle and they were used to going around in circles. So they gathered them all up into a big herd and they drove them around me in circles, and everything went all right on the first take of the song, except that my guitar flashed into the sun a couple of times and there were big glares on the screen, so we had to do a retake. And at this point there was a young bull and an older bull, and the young bull kind of liked the older bull. As a matter of fact, he liked him right on camera, so we had to do a third take. And then on the third take, the cattle decided they just didn't want to go around in any more of those stupid circles, and they all started spreading out, and they had to be all rounded up and herded up and circled around again. And I discovered a very interesting fact at that point, and that was that when you stampede cattle around in a circle more than three or four times, they become very regular. And I had three places that I was supposed to walk to in the course of the song, and they were whitewashed stones, and they were marked point A, point B, and point C, and everything. And I couldn't find them. So I ended up standing right in front of the camera all the way through the song. It's very interesting, though. I think it's too bad that you can't get some of the new shows that are coming out this year up there. Maybe you could go up to Toronto. Anyway, the song is called The Circle Game.